producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen's Good Day program this hour. We have one of two opportunities to go in depth into things that are going on. Ken Kessler here to support me, or maybe I'm here to support him. Or maybe we're here to support each other. How's that?
Yeah, that's good.
We're having a hard time. We were just talking off the air about when Veterans Day really is. Was it yesterday, or is it tomorrow? The official time for the signing of the armistice was 11-11 on the 11th. 11-11-11, those are powerful. 11 is a very powerful number in terms of trying to figure out numerology. So whether it was yesterday or tomorrow, maybe it ought to be a three-day acknowledgement celebration, if that's what you want to make it. Acknowledging is an important thing for me anyway. I think that it's important to acknowledge those people who really do serve, those people who really do put their lives on the line, those people who really do do what they volunteer to do and what we ask them to do. If you are any kind of a follower of this program, you know that I'm outraged at the status, if you will, of the Veterans Administration. A lot of speeches, a lot of parades, a lot of talk, thank you for your service, all of that kind of stuff. People wearing uniforms. But then what happens after that? What happens to the people who put their lives on the line and have trouble after they get out of the service? They have trouble in the service. So what is it that you want to think about those who have been in service? Those of you who have been in service or are in service, we have a lot of people listening to this program in this hour from American Forces Radio. They carry this hour of the program on American Forces Radio. So how would you define your circumstance? Are you grateful for the opportunity to serve? Are those of us who have said we are grateful for your service, have those people done their best to make sure that you get what you need? I say no. I say that if, in fact, everybody listening to this program right now had done the most, done their best, the ultimate, to make sure that those people that they say thank you for your service to are getting the kind of treatment those who have been in service deserve. That's not happening. It hasn't happened. It's been years and years and years. You can go back several administrations, actually back to even before Iraq, and find examples of people who just didn't get what they deserved. Hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of men and women who have worn the military garb and then have had trouble. 19.6 million veterans in our country. What does this all do for you? There needs to be constant, creative, and sensitive focus on the needs of veterans, I think. Improving access to health care, jobs, that sort of thing, particularly at Veterans Affairs facilities. The Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary announcing massive restructuring at the agency. Hello? How many times have you heard that, Kenny? Four?
More times than I want to think about.
Five, six, seven. How many times have you heard that? Now, I would like to be a believer. And you would like to be a believer, I'm guessing, as well. So, if you see somebody in a uniform, strike up a conversation with them. Get to know somebody who's in a uniform, somebody who served in a meaningful way. There is quite a cultural gap between those of you who say thanks for your service and those who have actually served. And then there's that relationship that doesn't really exist for those who have never been in the service, don't understand the culture of the service. I think there are a lot of people who assume that it's like this, that, and the other thing to be in uniform and to serve, go through training, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have stereotypical assumptions? The guy who jumps the White House fence to get to the president, he was a veteran, right? He was actually, I think he was either in Iraq or Afghanistan, Kenny, wasn't he? One or the other. But he had problems, he couldn't get help, and this was his desperate attempt to get attention. And instead, was he get arrested for his trouble, for his feelings, for his experience? Post-traumatic stress disorder, chipping away at some of the generations-old entrenched stigmas associated with mental illness and those who have been in service behind the headlines, if you will. Gretchen Martin is the veterans lady, and she has more provocative thinking for this veterans celebration next on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day Savings. This Wednesday only. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings. Like 40 to 60% off sweaters, fleece, and outerwear for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Don't miss the one-day only doorbusters. This Wednesday at Kohl's. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Get your Play card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
16 after. of the hour, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and Gretchen Martins, who is affectionately known as the Veteran Lady, widely respected because of her knowledge of military transition issues. She's been on this program before, talking about her Homeward Deployed, the organization that works to bridge the gap between the military and Main Street. Her book is called Untying the Yellow Ribbon, Transforming How Veterans and Communities Thrive. Gretchen, good to have you back. What sort of things do you think will highlight Veterans Day this year?
Well, you know, communities tend to really focus their attention on veterans, and, you know, people have parades, there are special events at local veterans' homes, and those are great ways for people in communities to reach out to their veterans and let them know that they care. And there's a very exciting program close to my hometown. I live in Dallas, and they are involving school children in writing letters to veterans, which I think is just a wonderful idea to get kids involved and teach a sense of community spirit, but also teach a little bit about American history.
All right. I'm concerned. It seems to me the last time you were here, we were talking. We've had three or four conversations in the last year or so about the status of the Veterans Administration. Certainly no more news. I bring it up all the time because I look under a sort of subsurface to the headlines and see that veterans are still dying at the same rate they were before this new guy became the director of the VA. Nothing's changed, has it?
You know, actually, it's gotten worse, which is almost hard to believe, but there was a report that came out a couple of months ago saying that in spite of the big scandal last summer, July 2014, that wait times and wait lists for veterans are longer than they were when the scandal was identified. The number of veterans that have died waiting for care at the VA has more than tripled, and really, it not only has nothing changed, like you said, it's gotten worse.
All right, so how do we stand? Why isn't this the number one or two or third issue that is being confronted by these candidates for the presidency or people who are running for Congress or the Senate? This is more than a damnable outrage. I mean, it's hard to believe these people have such deaf ears.
Absolutely, and I have to give you kudos for even being aware of that issue. Because you're absolutely right. The candidates are not even talking about veterans, and I was challenged on this recently. So I went, this is before a couple of candidates had dropped out of the race, I actually went to every major political candidate's website, and only two of them mentioned veterans. Mm-hmm. The only person with any specific policy issues for veterans is Mike Huckabee, who probably doesn't.
He's going to drop out of the race.
But he's,
he'll be dropping out of the race. Okay, so here's, here's something that really will get your dander up if you haven't. I'm sure you've heard this, that the government of the United States spent the Department of Defense, tens of millions of dollars on phony tributes to veterans in sports programs. They're paying the NFL. They're paying various entities.
Well, they weren't phony, but they were.
Well, they're phony in that they're paying for them and not just they're disingenuous. So if they've got $68 million to spend to buy advertising to give them a prop up and to help in recruiting, how come we can't spend $68 million to improve the lot of veterans when they get out and are being screwed by the system?
Well, and what most Americans don't know is in the past 5 years, the budget of the VA has increased by 60%.
My God.
So it's dramatically increased. Fewer than 25% of veterans will even use the VA because care is so bad or they can't get eligibility. And I read that same article, and again, kudos to you for following that story. What is wrong with us as an American
what
people?
What is wrong with us? You're right. What the hell is wrong here with this circumstance? By the way, as bad as the Obama administration has bungled this, the guy before him was just as bad a bungler, and they all talk about, you know, the Iraqi, Afghanistani troops and how we need to praise them and all that other stuff. So we're giving them nothing but a bunch of bupkisses, my father used to say. It is an outrage. So let's see if we can bring it more to people's attention this Veterans Day weekend and hope that we'll have a chance to change things. Gretchen Martin is a veteran lady here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's not the original version. It's a little slower. When was this recorded, Kenny?
I'm not sure what version he's got there.
Whatever version he's got, it's close enough so that we can start the story. But it's not the real. It's not the first first release of it. The story about John Lennon, who was responsible for writing "Love Me Do" and a lot of the other things that the Bennetts. Good God, where's my mouth today? You're right. I am. I'm all strapped up, so I'm running out of breath. The acoustic guitar that John Lennon used to record and write "Love Me Do," "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
I wanna hold
my God, what a great song! Crank this up, Peter.
I wanna hold your hand.
This is where I first tuned into the Beatles.
I wanna hold your hand.
Yep.
Oh, please.
This was the essential Beatles as far as I was concerned. This is when they sounded their best. Everybody agree?
I think so. They're always good.
Some of this stuff is too far out. This kind of just did it. All right, so anyway, the guitar that Lennon used to write a number of his songs sold for $2.4 million at auction over the weekend. Jillian's Auctions said that the Gibson guitar, it was a 160E. That doesn't mean anything to me. Is it to you, Kenny? I know Richie would be here. He could explain it. Anyway, it was sold to an undisclosed buyer. The guitar was one of only two of its type that was flown from America to England in 1962 for Lennon and Harrison to use. Lennon used the guitar for about a year before swapping it with Harrison. It later went missing during a Christmas concert in 1963. The whereabouts unknown for 50 years until a fellow in California discovered last year that a guitar in his possession had this historical value. His name is John McCaw, lives down in San Diego, bought the guitar in the 60s for $275, stumbled on an old magazine story about Harrison, which featured a photo of the guitar, and so he looked at it, and he looked at it, and he brought it to an expert, and they matched the guitar's serial number to the one Lennon used in the 1960s. Drum head the Beatles used in their landmark performance on the Ed Sullivan Show was also auctioned off $2.1 million for a drum head. And 2.4 for the guitar. What other songs, Peter, have we got there that were written on that guitar? Yeah, this stuff great. If your day is not started well, we've just fixed that by playing you a couple, three or four of these Beatles songs that are John Lennon inspired, written. Can't Buy Me Love. What else, Peter?
What's keeping you up at night? Too much on your mind? If you can't sleep, call us now, because we're sending free bottles of Somnipure to listeners in your area. Pay only shipping and handling. Somnipure is a comprehensive sleep formula that's already taking CBS by storm. But now, listeners in your area are invited to try a free 14-day supply. For details, call 1-800-938-1490. Somnipure delivers better sleep three distinct ways. You can fall asleep faster, stay asleep through the night, and wake up feeling refreshed with no sleep hangover. Get your free 14-day supply to get the best sleep of your life. This offer is for listeners in your area, but hurry, because when this offer's gone, it's gone. For details, call 1-800-938-1490. 1-800-938-1490. 1-800-938-1490.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
To dig around in things, and often during this hour, one of the most popular things that we do, quoting the response we get from you, and the response comes in several different ways, mostly through email to me, doug@dougstefan.com, or ken@dougstefan.com, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday show, focusing on your health and well-being. It's an important service of this program. I'm a great believer, maybe having grown up with what they called at the time full service radio. Excuse me, you know what full service radio is? It's information wrapped around entertainment, wrapped around conversation, wrapped around opinion. So that's my aim, to put sort of all of those things together, especially as we have the ability to dig sometimes a little bit more thoroughly into some things than at other times of the program, just because of the lifestyle of the people that are listening and when they're listening. So, with the information on health being all around us, it sometimes is hard for me to pick and choose what I think will be of most benefit to you, most interesting to you. I found a follow-up or follow-through, Kenny, on the Chipotle situation. You may remember last week, we talked quite a bit about the E. coli problem, the outbreak related. Officials. That, just because they're official, does that mean they know anything?
No, not really.
Exactly. So how about we use another word? Health experts said that they have found no source, none, zero, for the E. coli outbreak that has heretofore been related to Chipotle. These mostly were the Pacific Northwest restaurants. Those of you who live in Eugene, Oregon, what do you say? 888-302-3684. You think the Chipotle there is problematic? I've only been to Chipotle once. How often do you go, Kenny? Have you been to Chipotle much?
I haven't been since I moved to California.
There are real Mexican food here. Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
Right. Don't need Chipotle for that. Anyway, all of the tests from the food that came from Chipotle restaurants in Washington and Oregon came back completely negative for E. coli or for salmonella or listeria or any of those things that seem to get the focus of epidemiologists. Chipotle did its own testing too, and those results were negatory. So what happens to the business that's lost? Or does that bother you? Is it more, well, if they aren't sure about Chipotle, what about any restaurant I go to? Can I trust that the food in the restaurant be good? How do you know that? I think that's a pretty good question, isn't it? When you go into a restaurant, how do you know? Do you frequent the same restaurants with frequency, Kenny?
Some, but when we do go out to eat, there are a few local places nearby that we like to go to.
How do you know that the food is good? It's fresh. Safe.
Because they're local people and they're still around.
Uh-huh.
And have been for a long time.
So, if they weren't, it wouldn't take long. That sort of thing spreads like wildfire.
Right.
The food's no good. Somebody got sick. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, Chipotle's reopening its 43 restaurants that it closed in Washington and Oregon either today or tomorrow. The company wants to finish its tests, doesn't plan to get ready to reopen until they are all completed. So, if you didn't remember the beginning of the story, about 40 people in the Northwest have come down with E. coli poisoning. Outbreak associated with Chipotle, so they said, but if you can't find if no proof, then if it didn't happen there, where did it happen? A spokesperson for the Oregon Health Authority said foodborne illnesses are not easy to track. Finding the source of the outbreak is often like finding a needle in a haystack. That's a sensitive scientific term, no doubt. It sort of reminds me of my days selling raw milk on the farm and the sorts of E. coli or salmonella or listeria problems that would be presented to me because somebody might have gotten, well, nobody ever got sick drinking my milk, and I never had any reports of anybody getting sick drinking my milk. But the state tested it with regularity, and once in a while they'd find something they didn't like, and so they'd say, well, you got 24 hours to fix this problem, or 48 hours, or a week, or whatever it is to fix the problem. The interesting thing is that the tests that they did were always on milk that was like 3 weeks old. So in the 3 weeks that it took for them to find a problem, how many people might have croaked? I mean, it shows you how silly some of the attitudes are, the way that testing is done for any number of problems that might befall a restaurant or a supermarket, because there are things that are sold in supermarkets that are not good either. Some of it's old. So how do you make sure, here's my pitch for the locavores, how do you make sure that you're eating or getting fresh food? You go to sources you trust, or you go see. I mean, it's not likely you can go into the restaurant, into back in the kitchen in the Chipotle to see how they're fixing the food. And even if you watched them fix it, how would you know whether the food was any good that they're cooking? I guess it just takes management that cares. That's as much as anything else. Care. You want to stay open? You better make sure that the food that you're serving is the best, or else. Up next, Dr. Jack Stockwell talks to us more about a couple of different medical issues, including how good is yoga for your health. That's next year on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day Savings, this Wednesday only. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, fleece, and outerwear for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Don't miss the one-day only doorbusters, this Wednesday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, hand-swirled chocolate with pure mint and topped with crunchy crushed peppermint. Or indulge in creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels. If you're looking for something a little spicy, try their new Hickory Farms Reserve 3 Pepper Dry Salami. With their knowledgeable, friendly staff ready to assist you, finding the perfect gift has never been easier. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you. To find the nearest location or place an order, visit hickoryfarms.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Here to take care of your health and well-being in his own wonderful, strong style, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who runs a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a Nooka chiropractor, is an expert at putting the information that is available if you do your homework into usable form, thus the ForbiddenDoctor.com website. Every week, new information. He and his wife do a podcast. Hundreds of thousands of people are listening. And also, as a part of the service at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can find things, products that they've either created or have researched and put them out so that you can take advantage. You know who would be the best spokesperson, Jack, for your long life energy enzymes? If I could ever get Meredith to actually talk on the radio, she would be your best.
Oh,
just absolutely a perfect person.
Well, what do we have to do to do that?
Oh, she'll never do it. She would no more do that than she would fly to the moon. She'd actually probably fly to the moon faster than she would go on the radio. Anyway,
it's a natural thing.
Yeah. Well, the long life energy enzymes that we're talking about are a result of a lot of basic collaboration here. Of people who put together certain enzymes that protect you from getting all kinds of bad stuff going on in your body. You can read about it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are a number of people. I'm looking at a couple of the testimonials here. Here's this lady had a mass on her thyroid. She had an ultrasound done. Said she had two nodules, one bigger than the other. On a follow-up ultrasound, they found the nodules were growing at an alarming rate. She started supplementing with the enzyme product. She took four twice a day on an empty stomach for 2 months. She had another ultrasound. No nodules appeared. I mean, how much heavier can you get than that? So anyway, there are all kinds of things, all kinds of great reasons. Meredith to tell you that she's the only one. She's on a trip to the Middle East, and everybody with her is sick. She's the only one that isn't, and she says it's because of these long-life energy enzymes.
Well, it's giving the body back what it naturally needs for basic functions to occur that we miss with a standard American diet.
Yep. All right. So check them out at ForbiddenDoctor.com and the podcast as well. What did we say this week's theme on the podcast was?
Well, the most recent one is, what if your soda is killing you?
Ah, right. Okay. All right. So check out why not to drink these things, not other than just a big liquid thing of sugar. Long life energy enzymes as well. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and then use the code DOUG in the box for 10% off. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let's get to cutting back on sugar. There's an app for that. Sugar Checked is the app. Let shoppers scan product barcodes at the grocery store to reveal sugar content information. This is an app that really time has come because sugars are just the killers.
Well,
right?
also, what this thing will do is it reveals all the hidden sugars.
Mm-hmm.
Because sugar, because of the food labeling laws, can be called a lot of different things.
Yep.
And there's a lot of products that if sugar could only be called sugar, would be the first listed item. As far as the food labeling
is
concerned.
Right, you protect yourself. Okay, the new Sherwin-Williams paint that kills infection-causing bacteria. I find this interesting. These folks who are advertisers on this program announced that they have developed a new paint that kills infection-causing bacteria. And I was wondering, as I smiled at that, how you could do that. You think about all the things that are around that are really dangerous.
Again, this is working from the outside in.
Yeah.
The whole concept behind what Mary and I do in the clinic is to build the system from the inside out.
So you don't need this kind of stuff.
Yeah, because you're around bacteria all the time. You're around viruses all the time.
Yep.
You're around parasites all the time, around molds all the time. You can't escape this stuff. And if you put that in, I don't know what the stuff is. I've looked at it briefly, but I haven't really researched it. But you put
I have parasites around me all day long.
I'm not talking about the 2 foot or the 2-legged type.
Yes.
So the thing is, what else is this thing doing? What is this stuff doing to you? What is this stuff doing to your immune system?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not genetically designed to be around some huge antibacterial effect like that.
No. All right, yoga. Yoga practitioners report themselves as healthier. 70% of yoga... Say it again, Doug. Yoga practitioners report a focus on the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. I have found, and so have the people closest to me, I tried hot yoga. I thought it was miserable earlier this year. Some of the yoga thing. I want to go to a yoga practitioner who does have a spiritual connection. There are all kinds of yoga. Just you name it, there's a different kind.
People are just way
practice.
So happy all the time.
Well, but you know what? It's not a bad place to be.
Well,
there's a very strong neurophysiological basis to yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my head or my left hip.
Well, that's true. And in the very act of doing something like that, the stretching, the breathing, the inhaling, exhaling, while certain stretches are taking place,
that's very good.
It stimulates the release of certain kinds of hormones that lubricate joints, that fill the muscles and tendons with blood and with nutrients, and actually will stimulate organs as various nerve complexes in the body are also stimulated by these kinds of exercises. Now, whether they understood this thousands of years ago when they developed this exercise, I don't know, but they certainly knew the benefits of it.
Mm-hmm.
And those benefits are as ever real today as they ever were when they first started talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's very good exercise.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, here's something that is troubling me. The drug price-fixing committee in the Senate wants a face-to-face meeting with the CEO of Turing Pharmaceutical. They're the ones who raised the price of that drug by 5,000%. This is grandstanding as usual, but I wonder, because you focus on natural ways of fixing things, you look at this and you must just roll your eyes. and all the drug usage that we have.
Buy low, sell high. You know, it's it's what the market will bear. It's what they can get away with.
That's the value of that
you
product.
Can't do this.
So many
you
other things.
Yeah, you can't do this in foreign countries. No. Only in this nation can you get away with this nonsense.
Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Person who slept with his guns under his pillow. Look at the little guy. Oh, isn't he so adorable? We got so much in common. This is so cute. Oh, come on, baby. What do you want to talk about?
I ain't got nothing to say. You done insulted me. And I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
Here lies a man 27 years old. He died, but he ain't no punk.
I can't hear anything.
When you die, when you're 89, you got your children, your grandchildren around the bed, that's cool. It ain't cool to die 27. I'm not going to let you do that to yourself. I'm not going to let you do it to me. Because they kill you, they're going to have to kill me. Because I'm going to kill them.
I'm trying to remember whose voice that is, Kenny. Chucker.
Richard Pryor.
That's Richard Pryor. Okay, good. This is Take the A-Train by Duke Ellington. His music was featured all through the movie Harlem Nights, which was the number two movie this week in 1989. Little Mermaid was number one that
aww
week. I know. Two different, really different movies, yes?
Yeah, you think?
Right.
Yeah.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's going to give us the results of the weekend box office, even though can we consider it today to be part of the weekend because it's kind of a half-apple holiday, Chucker, or are we just giving the results from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday. I'm going to give it to them.
All right, we'll do that.
Yep.
And also, another Star Wars trailer coming up. It was released in Japan over the weekend. It's our video of the day. A lot of different footage, much different than the trailers that we've already seen. I haven't actually seen one of the trailers yet. I'm guessing Chucker has. Anybody else here seen a trailer for Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
Have you? All right. Okay. So we'll have that and movie news and a lot of the totals for the box office, top five anyway, for this weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments,
"A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have."
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
All right, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. Let's first go through the box office totals for the weekend, then we'll take a gander at our video of the day, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, number one, no surprise, Doug, the newest James Bond film, Spectre. It did $73 million in business, a very solid opening, although some people thought it would go over 80. I went to see the film Saturday night. Its running time is 2 hours and 30 minutes. Let me just say this first. There's no actor alive that looks better in a suit than Daniel Craig. Just wears the suit very well.
You telling us something we didn't know before, Chucker, or not? Or
no, not really. Overall, I thought the film, I liked it. It seems to be polarizing Bond fans. It's not as good as Skyfall, the last film. I think that's the reason why. But here, the good outweighs some of the bad. I wish they would have cut 15 or 20 minutes in the middle section. Although the last 40 minutes, I really dug the reveal of the villain. I thought the pace really picked up. It was exciting. Overall, I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Certainly recommend it to Bond fans. But the problem is when you have a movie like Skyfall, which is easily one of the top three Bond movies ever made, which came out 2 years ago, anything less than stellar is going to meet with a reaction that's going to be polarizing, and I think that's what you got here. But it's solid. I still think it's a solid film, and I liked it. Number two, The Penis Movie, $45 million. That's a really good opening. I got to be honest, Doug, I didn't think Charlie Brown and Snoopy would be as popular in 2015, but I'm quite surprised and happy about that. The Martian with Matt Damon, 9.3, $197 million in 6 weeks. Word of mouth on this film is real good. Only had a 20% drop off at ticket sales week to week. Goosebumps plays fourth, 9.6, and Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks ran up to top five, $6 million, $54 million in 4 weeks.
We don't have time for this video because we'll save it and try to work it in tomorrow to our report because it's too good to just chop it up. I was noticing a number of inventions, kind of ridiculous. 193 different inventions have come in the James Bond franchise. Special pagers, earpieces, bug detectors, safe cracking devices, Geiger counters, all that good stuff. 59 after on Good Day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.